Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Gideon Daniel Joubert, founder and editor of Paratus and board member of Gun Owners South Africa. Good to talk to you again, Gideon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gary, and it's great to be back talking to you and the listeners.
Yes, thank you, and we always appreciate your time, Gideon. Thank you so much. So, Gideon, obviously with what's transpired over the weekend with these tavern deaths, and it just seems to be too easy to acquire a firearm. It seems to be that everyone has a firearm. And are these firearms legal or illegal, the ones that have been used this weekend? What do you think?
So I'm not 100% sure if they are, but I'm willing to wager an extensive amount that they aren't licensed at all, especially from the Minister of Police claiming to have found, I think it was 157 AK-47 cartridges, or I'd assume empty cartridge casings, at the scene, which would certainly indicate that that those aren't licensed, because even though civilians can own semi-automatic rifles legally, the process of licensing them is horrendously complicated, and they are considered to be highly restrictive firearms, whereas fully automatic weapons are basically unobtainable by civilians, apart from a very small group of Category A collectors that are probably about five of them in the whole country. So quite confident to say that, no, I don't think these firearms that were used here were licensed at all.
But, I mean, looking at the press reports, obviously, they also state they're rifles as well. But how do you conceal a rifle? I mean, how do you walk into a tavern with a rifle? Surely you're going to be seen.
Absolutely. And I think it belies how brazen these types of attacks are becoming. If you look at everything from CIT heists to political hits to gang hits in South Africa, I mean, we've had numerous high casualty shootings in Khayelitsha here close to me quite a few times this year already. And the level of violence is certainly increasing. Now, what exactly the motive are for these attacks are varied. Some of them are gang-related, some of them are extortion-related, others are political. The major problem we have in South Africa is that violence like this is incredibly cheap. Our conviction rate for murder is only about 15%, and for rape, 9%, and for trio crimes, it's less than 3%. So even if you get caught committing these crimes, your chances of being successfully prosecuted for them appear to be horrendously low, which is a massive concern.
It's a huge concern. And I mean, just with those stats that you've given, it is very, very worrying indeed. The process for, and we spoke about it last time, but I just want to go back to it again, for licensing a firearm, to license a rifle, how difficult is it?
Well, it would depend for what purpose you're trying to license it. If you're licensing a standard hunting rifle, it's not impossible. It's far from impossible. It's relatively straightforward, but it requires a great number of paperwork, a motivated need for it, and a thorough background check into, you know, your own criminal history and so on and so forth. So it's not particularly easy. In fact, we have amongst the strictest firearm controls globally in South Africa, but seeing how the Farm Control Act is administered, if you're talking about semi-automatic rifles, it's even more restrictive than that.
So, I mean, this, I presume, was a semi-automatic rifle used by those casings. And so, I mean, to obtain ammunition, firstly, I mean, where does one obtain ammunition for it?
Ammunition for these types of rifles, especially if it's AK type, is scarce at the moment. I am involved in the industry, and we haven't seen a reliable source of legal AK ammunition that the industry can sell to clients in a long time, and it's horrendously expensive. Then we see reports from the Daily Maverick that say that there were several hundred, if not thousands, of AK-type rifles stolen during the Durban riots last year that were not even destined for our shores. And it makes you wonder what sort of arms trade is happening illicitly across our borders. We're not even aware of a rod that the government isn't telling us about. That's concerning. The ammunition is a concern, because there's clearly no shortage of it. And I would say that there is either a fair amount of it coming over our borders illegally, or there is existing cache of it that's being exploited.
Absolutely. I mean, sorry, just now you mentioned about the stringent processes to obtain, let's just say, a semi-automatic rifle and how tough it is. If one has a history of mental illness, would that be picked up even in a normal firearm application? Would they actually delve into your history, per se, like that?
They do, but I think there are restrictions on what they're capable of delving into. A lot of it requires the individual applicant declaring it. Obviously, failing to declare it is a criminal offense in itself. And there are people with certain mental illnesses, and we're talking with specific reference to depression, that can legally obtain licenses, but they do need to provide proof that their illness is managed and that they are stable and so on and so forth. So in South Africa, at least, we're not particularly permissive regarding mental illness and firearm ownership. There are obviously rational exceptions to it, but overall, not as a rule.
So, I mean, part of that process when you're licensing a firearm is you don't need to... I recall from myself, you have to give a medical certificate, though, don't you?
I don't think there's a medical certificate per se, but there is a background check pertaining your character references where these types of penetrating questions are asked. And they are asked at the discretion, obviously, of the officer. What we have seen, and this is particularly worrying, is criminals that are fraudulently obtaining legitimate firearm licenses from the Central Firearms Registry because they have connections inside of it that they can bribe for those purposes. And I think Mark Shaw in his book Give Us More Guns detailed that process to an extent. And that is that lack of command and control by the SAPs over their own internal processes is, again, another concern and something that I think as a holistic approach to the administration of firearm licensing in South Africa is something that can and should be addressed.
Absolutely. And the casings that were strewn all over the show, I presume they'd be able to trace that back to a particular weapon.
Yes and no. So there are definitely unique marks, tooling marks on these types of casings that can be traced to an individual weapon. It does, though, depend upon the capacity of the relevant forensics department and what they have available in order to do it. What is, I think, more concerning, or not more concerning, but as concerning, is the fact that we're sitting at about 60 murders per day, over 60 murders per day in South Africa at this stage. And that is after about a 22% increase in the first quarter this year when compared to the first quarter of 2021, which indicates there is an increasing trend of violent crime. And we can ascribe a large section of this to the fact that our visible policing and our policing in general is busy failing at that constitutional mandate. And I think the outbursts of the Minister of Police are an indicator probably of the overall health of the service and that there's serious attention needed there.
Absolutely. And I think there's so many questions that come up, even from our discussion this afternoon, particularly around acquiring the firearms, walking in with the firearms, illegal firearms, the casings, police following up with the casings. It's just a huge concern. And taverns seem to be the focus point at the moment. And any idea why? I mean, I know it's a tough question, but why? Are they a soft target, or why do you think?
So I've seen a lot of speculation over the past 24 hours regarding why we are seeing the uptick in these attacks, one of them being extortion, and that may or may not have its merits. What I'm personally sort of inclined to attribute it to is that we are seeing a increasing trend in violence overall, and whether or not this is for the sake of creating chaos in order to destabilize governance in South Africa, especially with the eye on the political divisions within the ruling party and how this is positioned potentially according to revelations from the intelligence community for another set of riots and the so-called insurrection, I'm not sure. But I'm not discounting that as a fact. The other side to this, obviously, because violence has become almost a type of cultural expression in the Republic of South Africa at present, because there are no consequences for it. And either way, regardless of the reasons, it is of concern to law-abiding citizens, as well as what the potential response options
are
to it.
Absolutely. Gideon Daniel Jabe, founder and editor of Paratus and board member of Gun Owners South Africa. Thank you for talking to us again, and have a good evening.